culture with traffic and weather on the fives and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Oh yeah, welcome back. It is a Tuesday right here on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So we do have our, well, let me get through some of the top headlines going on in the news right now. Of course, the big thing, all about Trump, all about Trump. So the jury has found Trump liable of sexual battery and defamation, but not rape. And he's already come out and said he's going to, you know, he's going to appeal this, which is what we said yesterday was probably going to happen, that they would probably end up just appealing it anyway. So it won't be over whatever the, you know, whatever the thing is. Then we have here that if this gets upheld, you know, when he appeals it, he's ordered to pay E. Jean Carroll $5 million. He called the case a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. His attorneys came out after this was over and basically said that Trump doesn't feel like he can get a fair trial in New York City. So they're also going to appeal, but they're also looking to try to move the trial to somewhere else. So that's what's going on right there. President Biden is meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy over the debt ceiling standoff as that is looming. And Biden, the White House, apparently is looking for some sort of short-term deal, just some sort of short-term increase. 43 U.S. senators said they're all in favor of raising the debt ceiling, but they want to see significant cuts being made so that we don't have to raise the debt ceiling again here in another year or two. And also, they don't want something short term. They want something more long term overall with that. So that's one of the other things we're getting. Vladimir Putin scaled back their victory day in Moscow as the war in Ukraine continues to get scrutinized, but even by people within Russia. And so they have this Victory Day celebration in Russia for World War II every year. And in this one, he says the West is waging a real war on Russia. Yeah, he says the West is, okay. Last I checked is the only country to invade another country in the past 20 years has been Russia. They're the ones that keep invading other countries. So let's see here. Speaking of Trump, so Trump has another case, this hush money case with Stormy Daniels, right? The judge has barred him from posting evidence of any of this case to social media. No posting to social media, any details or anything like that pertaining to the hush money case. And he's actually getting some people already coming out kind of upset of just that fact that he's posted things in the past. And so they're trying to crack down on that aspect, I guess, because they're afraid it might affect the, the people who are, it'd be affecting the people who might be on the jury if he's posting things like that. So, yeah, but there you go. One of the other stories here going on in the news is that Dianne Feinstein, she's been out. Senator Feinstein has been out for quite some time due to a health-related absence. And now she's going to go ahead and return back to the Senate. So that's pretty big news right there. And then one of the stories I know a lot of people are following, Tucker Carlson. What's going to happen with Tucker Carlson? Well, basically, Tucker Carlson, it looks like he's going to be starting to do his same show that he's been doing, but it's going to do it straight to Twitter. That's right. Tucker Carlson, coming back, basically made his announcement. He's going to keep doing the same show he had been doing. He's just going to do it on Twitter. I guess like a Twitter. I didn't know Twitter had like a live. Does Twitter have a Twitter live, like Facebook live and Instagram live? I didn't think they had that. Well, I guess if they didn't have it, they're going to have it now. So I just looked up his video post. It only came out about 30 minutes ago. Already has 2 million views of the video post. It's about a 3-minute announcement and where he says that he's going to do the same show he had been doing, but he's going to do it to Twitter. So pretty big news right there. For Tucker Carlson fans. Then I got a couple other stories here for you, but first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns. 98, if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, expect your typical afternoon delays. But other than that, you're looking good. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. So join us right now on our News Radio 92.3 hotline is Grinnell Scott from Fox News Radio. Thanks for joining us right here on News Radio 92.3. I want to get your thoughts on this Trump. What exactly went down with this Trump thing? So he was charged with defamation, or I guess he's held liable for defamation, but not rape. Can you give us some more details of what's going on with this, Grinnell?
Basically, what you said is exactly what happened. The decision that came down, and the jury took just about 3 hours to come through on this. But as you said, found liable for defamation, liable for sexual battery or sexual assault, however you want to put it. However, not liable for rape. And within the last hour, Joseph Tacopina, the lead attorney for the former president, basically said just that. He said that there will be an appeal on this for the decisions that did come down. But the fact of the matter in his eyes, in Mr. Tacopina's eyes, was this was and has always been a rape case, and the jury of 9 people rejected that. So they're going to appeal the other findings of liability, and this case, if you listen to the Trump team, is by no means over.
Yeah, and I figured they were going to appeal it, and it's definitely not going to be over. But I guess I'm a little confused. What's the difference between the sexual battery and the rape? Do you have any idea what the difference is right here and why the jury went with that instead of rape?
Well, you're asking someone who's not an attorney, so let's just start with that one. But I'm guessing the rape has to do with more of I don't want to say anything and be wrong, but it seems to me that rape is a much more serious charge than a sexual battery, whereas sexual battery could be construed as touching someone the wrong way. There is the act that is considered rape. So
gotcha.
I think when you think of what happened and how long it's been over the years in bringing this case, that may have had some dealing in how the jury dealt with this. But Tacopina says he is gratified that the jury did not find that rape was involved in this case, even though the appeal is coming on the other charges.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923, talking to Fox News Radio's Grinnell Scott. I think the final question here is really, how does this affect his presidential campaign? I think that's what's on a lot of people's mind, if at all.
If you listen to, and again, I have to go back to what Mr. Tacopina said just within the last hour, and someone asked him that specific question, will this affect his presidential candidacy in 2024? And he said he didn't think so. He didn't think it would be a factor in it. And again, even in the other cases that the former president is facing, there's nothing in the Constitution that says anyone who is convicted of anything cannot hold the office of President of the United States. So he has a solid base, and he has right now, if you look at the numbers and the polls that we have done, a lead over anyone else who has been announced or is running in this race. So it appears that what Mr. Tacopina said is probably going to hold true, that it's not going to affect him moving forward, but there are still these cases that hang over his head, and we'll see how they play out as they come up.
All right, thank you very much. Grinnell Scott, Fox News Radio, thanks for joining me here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right
Bobby,
now with
you.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we've got Top Trending News with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. If you'd like to weigh in on all of this and what your thoughts are about Trump being held liable and for sexual battery and defamation, but not rape, you can text it in 850-437-1620. Coming up next, Top Trending News.
Oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back, she said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny, she said ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me.
Coming up next hour, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go see Showtime for the Pensacola Children's Chorus. It's a Broadway-style extravaganza featuring music from every genre, or nearly every genre, ranging from classical to contemporary pop to musical theater and so much more. You don't want to miss this annual production. It's coming up May 12th through the 14th at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. And like I said, coming up next hour, we got a pair of tickets for you that we're going to be giving away. So stick around for that. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Got a text here. Trump's ongoing legal problems and the sexual battery allegations weakens him with the moderate women voters. It's why he lost in 2020. It's why he'll lose again in 2024. I did see some initial polling coming out about this, that basically that was one of the thought processes, is that this will hurt him. May not hurt him in the primary election, but it will hurt him in the general election. There's a lot that can happen between now. I mean, we haven't gotten to the primaries yet, which start in February or late January. We got to go through the summer where we get a lot of the candidates are really like campaigning like crazy and stuff. So a lot of things can happen between now and just the end of the year, even. But you know, like not even dealing with the legal problems, it's a completely separate thing. So, all right, it's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, we certainly have reaction from former President Trump in the aftermath of today's verdict. He took to Truth Social, calling it a disgrace, saying he has no idea who E. Jean Carroll is and that the case is a continuation of the greatest witch hunts of all time. President Biden at this hour meeting with congressional leaders in the Oval Office on the looming debt ceiling. Congress needs to raise the nation's borrowing limit before June to avoid a catastrophic default. Politico says Governor Ron DeSantis took the most concrete step towards a presidential run today, cutting ties with the Political Action Committee Friends of Ron DeSantis. State law says DeSantis cannot use money raised for the committee in a federal race. And the University of Idaho announcing that the four students who were killed in a stabbing earlier this year will receive posthumous degrees. Commencement ceremonies begin on May 13th. Bobby.
All right, thank you very much. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Gracie's on the phone right now. We're getting a traffic update, so let me tell you about Bands on the Beach. Coming up tonight, 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion. Still supposed to have a chance of rain, but the last I heard, it's still on right now. So coming up at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion will be Grits and Greens. They'll be taking the stage. They're a powerful four-piece band described as rock and roll with a soulful, jam-heavy delivery. So be sure to check them out tonight. Over at for Bands on the Beach. And then, in case you missed it, there we'll talk about this a little bit later after our sports hit. Tucker Carlson made his announcement, what he's going to be doing next. Going to be going to Twitter. He's going to be doing a show on Twitter, apparently, which I think that's odd. I'll talk about this more coming up at the after the half hour mark, but I do think that's an odd place to land. And but I guess it might be something Elon Musk might have something to do with. I don't know. So we'll talk about that coming up right after our sports hit at about 4:40. Right now, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns, as well as Highway 90 in Milton and Pace. You just have your typical afternoon traffic, nothing too bad to slow you down. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love. Your adventure begins here at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Seven cases that we need to look at the Supreme Court as they are wrapping up their session. These are all pretty big ones, too, that they've yet to come up with their decisions on. So we'll talk about that coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes, sir. Not a follower, fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
Aussie Supreme Court session wrapping up here in a couple of weeks. Some of the things they still have to decide on: affirmative action. Remember, there's a big lawsuit pertaining to affirmative action that they're going to make a decision on. Biden's student loan forgiveness, businesses and same-sex weddings, as well as adopting Native American children, federal regulation of water pollution, and deportation of illegal immigrants.
That's
cool right now, Bobby Rossi. I do want to talk about one of the top three stories here after our sports hit, which is about Tucker Carlson. So here's your top three stories. Tucker Carlson announces he's got a new show coming, and it's going to be on Twitter. So I'll talk about that after our sports hit. President Biden's going to meet with congressional leaders on the debt ceiling as the default looms. And the big story of the day, the jury has found Trump liable for sexual battery, defamation, but not rape. He's ordered to pay E. Jean Carroll $5 million. Trump calls the case a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time, and he is expected to appeal this case. And but that's still pretty big story right there. Do have a text here that says, hey, isn't this debt ceiling thing just being miscommunicated? Isn't the ceiling a self-imposed limit, not an actual debt? Kind of. It is self-imposed limit, but it is actually also an actual debt limit. There was a bill passed in the 1930s that basically says Congress can pass a debt limit. And so it is actually it is self-imposed still. And that's why it can just easily be voted up or down and nothing's really holding it back. But it is, but they do have to abide by it. Like we have bills that are due, but here's the problem. Here's the problem. We have this debt limit, this self-imposed limit on spending, but we don't have a balanced budget amendment. So this is why we continue to spend beyond what the debt was allotted for and spend above it. And next thing you know, we've got to raise the debt limit again and again and again. It's just becomes this arbitrary thing that we're just raising the debt because we already allotted the spending. So we already allotted the spending. So unless something happens really quickly where we get more revenue all of a sudden, or we suddenly cut spending somewhere unexpectedly, then we already know ahead of time we're going to have to raise the debt limit. That's why Republicans particularly, and even some Democrats, are saying they're not willing to raise the debt limit again unless we come up with spending cuts now. That way, in a few years, we won't have to raise the debt limit again. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns throughout our area. We have typical afternoon traffic on 98 as well as Highway 90. See something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. So in sports, the NBA has a doubleheader on TNT beginning at 6:30 with the Celtics against the 76ers. That series is tied at 2 apiece. Then at 9 o'clock will be the Nuggets against the Suns on TNT. That series is also tied at 2 apiece. NHL hockey, doubleheader on ESPN. The Devils against the Hurricanes at 6 o'clock. The Hurricanes lead that one 2-1. Then on ESPN at 8:30, it'll be the Kraken against the Stars where the Kraken lead 2-1. Major League Baseball TV games, the Braves are hosting the Red Sox at 6:20 on TBS. Giants are hosting the Nationals at 8:45 on ESPN+. Marlins are going to be playing the Diamondbacks around 8:40 tonight. The Rays are playing the Orioles at 5:35. In the NFL, Henry Rugg III will plead guilty to charges tied to the deadly car crash he caused in 2021. If accepted by the judge, he's expected to serve between 3 and 10 years in prison. He was speeding at over 150 miles an hour, and his blood alcohol level was twice Nevada's legal limit. The Indianapolis Colts want the NFL to investigate the Washington Commanders for tampering after Washington reportedly reached out to retired quarterback Andrew Luck last year to gauge his interest in playing again. Well, while Andrew Luck is retired, the Colts still own his rights, and so they technically have to go through them in order to talk to him. And Manchester City ties Real Madrid 1-1 in the first leg of their Champions League semifinal. And at least 125 athletes and staff members from the Universities of Iowa and Iowa State are involved in a sports gambling investigation. While sports gambling is legal in Iowa, the NCAA bans players due to, obviously, potential conflicts of interest. So that's the latest. Oh, and I just saw this one here, too. Hall of Fame men's basketball coach from Louisville, Denny Crum, has passed away today at the age of 86. So that is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So Tucker Carlson made the announcement earlier today, like right before we came on the air. He made the announcement that he was going to go ahead and do his show. He said basically the same kind of show that we've been doing for the past 6.5 years. He's just going to do it on Twitter. Uh-huh. And so he's going to be, I guess, it seems very odd to me. One, Twitter's not really a long form format type place, right? So if he's going to be doing, say, an hour show, maybe 45 minutes overall, even if it's 30 minutes, like that's not the place for Twitter. You don't go to Twitter for 30 minutes. Like, I'm just going to sit here and just watch this video for 30 minutes. Two is, I guess he's going to pre-record it because I don't think Twitter has a Twitter Live. There's no live feature like there is on Facebook and Instagram and things like that. So I guess it's going to be a pre-recorded thing, which is fine because most of the shows are pre-recorded anyway on cable. But so one, Twitter's not really a long form format type place. Two, it doesn't really have a live format. And then three is, how are we going to get paid? I guess will he be doing in-show sponsors? Is Elon Musk and Twitter paying him since he's moving his show to there? Are they going to doing some sport? It's different. Like, if you and me decided we're going to just do a show on Twitter, it'd be like, yeah, so, you know, like, so what? But this is Tucker Carlson. I mean, he came out with a video announcement that he was going to move his show to Twitter. And within 15 minutes, he had 2 million views on it. Okay. So he brings something to Twitter that I wouldn't bring, that you wouldn't bring, right? So this would be worth it to say, hey, we want you on our platform. We're going to pay you. So it makes it, but I was looking it up everywhere. I couldn't find anywhere where he's getting paid from Twitter to actually do the show on that platform. He did say in his announcement, I listened to it in one of the commercial breaks there, that he has decided to go to Twitter because there's hardly any platforms anymore where free speech is protected, where you can say whatever you want to say without getting booted. And he feels like Twitter is the place, and it's like one of the last places where you can do that, and that's why he's moving it over there. Just seems odd to me. I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine for him. I've been surprised to see how many hosts have gone to the straight online only type formats, and they seem to do okay. Are they doing as well as they did when they were on Fox News or whatever? Like Megyn Kelly, for example. No, I'm sure she was making a lot more money at Fox News, but she's probably doing good enough, right? I mean, how many people really need to live off of $20 million a year? All right. You're like, oh man, instead of making $20 million a year, she's only making $2 million a year or $5 million a year. I don't think, you know what I mean? Like, I doubt she's hurting. And that's what I hear from a lot of other people too, who've had these huge platforms, these huge followings, and they go online and everybody goes, oh, they've never been the same. They've never had the clout they had once they were on cable. It's like, yeah, but they're still making millions of dollars, and now they have their own time and stuff like this. So I get it. I just think Twitter is a strange platform for him to be landing on. So, but I remember when, was it Joe Rogan, when he went to like Spotify or something, and everybody's like, well, that seems kind of weird. But now it's like the most popular podcast cast out there. So maybe he's the pioneer for changing what Twitter is, which is, Twitter is short for trolls. That's what I've decided. I got off Twitter a long time ago. It's just, oh boy, it's a bad, like Facebook, you get people hitting back and stuff like that. Twitter is just, man, you just come out of the woodworks in Twitter. All right, coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, plus lighten up a couple stories for you next. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. The annual Kids Fishing Clinic is Saturday, May 13th at Maritime Park. Free registration for kids 5 to 15 begins at 8:30 for the first 350 participants. Check this out. They get a free fishing combo while supplies last. So pretty cool right there. So check that out this Saturday at Maritime Park. Also, next hour, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go see Showtime from Pensacola Children's Chorus. So be sure to stick around for that next hour. Let's go and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns. Expect your typical afternoon traffic on 98 as well as 29 northbound at Muskogee Road. If you see something else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby. Well, a New York jury finding former President Trump liable for sexually abusing and defaming E. Jean Carroll in a civil trial this afternoon. The writer said Trump raped her in a Manhattan department store dressing room in the 1990s and defamed her years later by denying it. The jury, however, found Trump was not liable for rape. Investigators in Texas confirming that the gunman who murdered eight people at a Dallas area shopping mall has links to white supremacy. Hank Sibley with the Texas Department of Public Safety stopped short of calling this an act of domestic terrorism. Does say the gun was able to be legally bought, even though the gunman was kicked out of the Army over mental health issues. Top House Republican says he will release new information on the Biden family's overseas business dealings. Congressman James Comer said tomorrow will be judgment day for the White House, as the Justice Department could decide soon on whether to charge President Biden's son Hunter on tax charges. And an ex-girlfriend of Tiger Woods is accusing him of sexual harassment. Erica Herman filed the lawsuit in Florida last week. She says Woods pursued a sexual relationship with her while working at his restaurant and forced her to sign a non-disclosure agreement to keep her job. Bobby?
Yeah, I saw that as well with that one. And so there's coming up here in a couple of minutes, got today's sign of the apocalypse I want to share with you. And it's about graduations and how it seems like we're kind of going backwards when it comes to graduations. Then after our WEAR news update, we got the news hour of Pensacola Right Now. Just stick around for that as well. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Check this out. The world's priciest sandwich. I saw this a while ago. New York, a restaurant in New York came out with the priciest sandwich last month. A grilled cheese sandwich that costs $214. Say what? $214 sandwich. Yeah, I guess the bread itself has Dom Perignon champagne baked into it. It's cooked in truffle butter, which is expensive, made, and then it has edible gold flakes in it and fancy Italian cheeses that come from cows that can only be milked 2 months out of the year. And so, okay. And then it's also served with lobster bisque dipping sauce, $214 sandwich. Now, I saw this, you know, during the pandemic, there was a massive decline in buffets, all-you-can-eat buffets, right? They started shutting down all over the place because this is where you're going to spread the COVID and we're all going to get the COVID at the buffet. So people stopped going to all-you-can-eat buffets. However, in 2021, buffets like Golden Corral, CC's Pizza, places like that, the visits went up 125%. Now you might think, well, yeah, but people were going back to restaurants. But yeah, it's true. But that was a faster rate of growth than all other types of restaurants. So fast food restaurants, your casual dining restaurants, your fancy restaurant, whatever, your sit-down restaurants. The fastest growing sector of restaurants of people getting back to the restaurant was actually all-you-can-eat buffets. Thought that was kind of funny. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. It seems like we're going backwards. More universities are jumping on the trend of holding race-based graduation events. Yes, they're University of Oklahoma, Illinois State University, Georgetown University, California Polytechnic, Arizona State University, Grand Valley University, State University, Harvard University, all having race-based graduation events. Don't you mean segregated events? That's right. They're segregating graduation. Are you kidding me with this? Are we going backwards?
You're listening to